Anita Davis is the Swansea, Neath and Portalbert Locality Manager for Cardiff Institute for the Blind. Anita has won an Embolden Award from Disability Wales. Embolden, Spirit of Disabled Women, is a vision to change negative perceptions of disabled people by sharing their stories and achievements. Anita won in the Community Activist category. So I asked Anita to tell me exactly what she does in the community.
Well, I've always been active in the community in one shape or form. At the moment, I sit as a community councillor for our local community council in Coity Hire. So I cover the Pendray ward. So I do a lot of work in that ward. Recently, we've done a community access plan, which is looking at all of the access issues around residents being able to move from one place to another easily, regardless of whether they're walking, riding a bike, on a scooter, in a wheelchair, whether they have a visual impairment and maybe they're guide dogs or long cane users, or just general residents, you know, wandering around really. So we've identified lots of issues within the community and we've put in for funding or asked the community council to look at responding to some of those issues. So we put a plan together and also work with individuals in the community in lots of different ways. Mainly it's around people who may be vulnerable or have disabilities that need advice on all sorts of aspects of life, really. I chair the School of Governors at our local school, Litchfield Primary. I'm the lead SEN governor at the school as well. It can take up quite a lot of my time and depending on what's happening there. So we have some really good initiatives going on at the school, which has been really, for me, I've just loved it, just to see the children grow and develop and learn and just see how the school does that, really. It's been really, really enjoyable. I also chaired a group called Friends of Litchfield Primary School, and we raise money to enable the children to have things at the school that they otherwise couldn't have. So we recently had a big wooden ship, pirate ship, built for them, which the children absolutely loved. So it was nice seeing that go up as well. I also chair the Community Access Forum. So that's about countryside access, about how people get around in the countryside. And I'm also very involved in our Liberal Democrats, which is what I stand politically for. And besides that, I actually do sort of befriending schemes for parents who have children with disabilities, and I give them advice and support. Because of my own experience of having children with disabilities, I provide that. And I've set up groups, like we have a UCAN group in Bridgend, which I set up with UCAN for our visually impaired youngsters to go to. And then I do what I do in work. So it's quite varied what I do, really. Sometimes I get other things that come along because somebody says, we want to develop sports for people with disabilities in the Bridgend area. So because of my sporting background, the stuff I used to do with judo, well, I was the first woman in the entire world to go around the world developing visually impaired women's judo because we weren't allowed to compete back in the 80s as a sport internationally. We could only compete in the UK. And so they decided that they would like women to be able to compete equally as men could who had visual impairment. And I was selected because I won the UK championships to go abroad in two different countries to do a demonstration with sighted judo players. And eventually, in about 1991, I think, we had our first French internationals, which I got silver in, and then vowed I'd always get gold after that, which fortunately for me, I did. Then I went on to win the Europeans and the World Championships. And then eventually, women's judo, visually impaired judo, became a test sport in the Paralympics in 2004. And then it became an official sport in 2008. And I didn't actually end up going to the Paralympics because I had children and it was quite difficult to, between children and work. So I decided to come out and just continue with coaching and developing women or anybody that really wanted to do sport or particularly judo. So I didn't end up going to the Paralympics. But one of the things I think I've always been proud of is the fact that women now can compete at the Paralympics in judo because I was part of that journey. And because of that, anyway, I sit now on a committee for Bridgend. We're setting up a charity, an independent charity called Disbridge, which is about disabled people getting active in sport. The people on that committee are people who actually have experience around sport and engaging disabled people in it. And I'm quite passionate about visually impaired people being active, whether that be in sport or in some kind of leisure activity. So the group is not just about sport, it's actually leisure generally. And it's about being able to engage people regardless of what your age is. So we're doing some work at the moment around trying to set up a peer support group for families with a visual impairment. So it could be the child's visually impaired or the parents are visually impaired. But I'm working with people within education, particularly at the moment, because there's about 50 families. And at the moment, we're probably only engaged with about 8. So I want to ensure that all those 50 families have the opportunity of coming together, or at least that they get information, because that's something I'm really passionate about. Because if you have information, you have power and choice, you can make choices. But I come across so many people who say, I didn't know about that, or I got it late, or it's been and gone and I would have liked to have done it. And I think, if I could just get people information at the right time before the event, or at least they can make a choice then about whether they want to take part. And of course, being visually impaired, it's always been my passion about engaging visually impaired people. So I suppose that's why I won the award, really, because of all those different things. I was nominated, I think, back in August. And then I was told I was successful in the nominations. So I think about 40 women altogether were nominated. And then on the 3rd of December, which is the International Day of Disability, they announced the shortlisting. So they shortlisted 8 women out of the 40, and I was one of those women.
Anita Davis, Swansea Neath and Patolbert Locality Manager for Cardiff Institute for the Blind. And you can hear more stories from Wales on the Welsh Connection here on RNIB Connect Radio.